Get your boat shoes on. Get ready to hop on board a little yacht rock excursion here. Let's give a listen. Our next guest is the founder of a group called the Yacht Lobsters. Well, I'll read their own description from the website. Established in 2022 in New York City, the Yacht Lobsters sail the waves of the butteriest soft rock of the 70s and early 80s. David Mendelson joins us. David, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Rich. That sounded really great. Ride Like the Wind, Christopher Cross. When it first started, I didn't know if it was us or the recording, so that's a good sign.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you guys, you've got a talented group of musicians. You've been playing together for a while. What was the genesis for the Yacht Lobsters?
Well, we have a group of musicians based in New York City that we've been playing with for, we started an original band called Brother Josephus in 2007, so I guess it's going on 16 years. And we played with some amazing musicians, and it started as an original band that played New Orleans-inspired, and that went pretty far until the point that we realized it was really hard to get a 10-piece band with a 3-piece horn section on the road, and we started doing weddings and private events, and that turned out to be a great thing, and we amassed a lot of songs, and then it kind of grew organically from that we kind of had group of songs that we really enjoyed and appealed to me. I mean, I kind of grew up with the music of yacht rock. Back then, we didn't know it was yacht rock. It was just soft rock or just rock. It didn't become yacht rock till the 2000s, but it was kind of just like a natural progression from that. And now, yacht rock is our main thrust, without a doubt.
Yeah, and I think for a time there, yacht rock was maybe a pejorative term, that it wasn't always meant as a compliment. But I think in recent years, well, I know because we've talked to some of them on the show, the makers of that music have embraced that. And for the people who maybe looked at it as maybe the next step from disco, I think they were missing the point that this was well-made music, a lot of it done by some great session musicians, but terrific songwriting, a great musicianship, and fantastic singing. There's a reason people are still listening to this music more than four decades later.
You said it. I mean, you hit on a lot of those really important points in that. You know, I think it was a culmination of a lot of different styles and technologies that came around in the 1970s that really produced some of the best music to date and since. It was kind of a combination of, electric guitars and amplification meeting jazz sensibilities and studio techniques, stereo, multi-track recording. It all kind of came to a head around there, coupled with some amazing talent. And I think the music that came out of the 70s is the best. And I think the soft rock, kind of like the Steely Dan, Michael McDonald, Toto, what eventually we came to know as yacht rock represents the pinnacle of that. I think some of the best musicianship, certainly, and some of the best studio techniques and production techniques. And I think that music, I mean, obviously has stood the test of time. But I think it's really wonderful that it's being kind of rediscovered. The timeless music that it is, and just kind of getting its due now.
Everybody's got a different definition of yacht rock. How do you define it?
That's part of the fun, right? Like, with all due respect to the coiners of the term, which there was a group of comedians in Southern California in 2005 came up with a web series called Yacht Rock. Until then, the term had never been used, and it's kind of a very tongue-in-cheek type of take on the studio sessions that were kind of, had an incestuous relationship and each played on each other's records. So it was like some of the members of Steely Dan versus Paul and Oates versus Michael McDonald and getting into yacht rock wars. But they would define it as the soft rock from 1975 to 1982. I would posit that Yacht Rock started in 1972. You have Steely Dan releasing their first album, Camp by a Thrill. You have Looking Glass coming out with Brandy. America Does Sister Golden Hair. Some of the real staples of what we consider Yacht Rock, I would argue, started in 72. So my timeline, 72 to 82. It's loosely music that's kind of got some type of jazz or R&B sensibility fused with rock. It can feature a lot of the or one or many of the of the 70s musicians that were, you know, some of the studio session cats at the time. There's some lyric sentimentality that you could argue is prevalent in a lot of Yacht Rock. But the beautiful thing about Yacht Rock is it opens itself to debate. Is it yacht or is it nyacht? You know, and that's part of the fun of it, I think, because I don't think anyone really has the market on what Yacht Rock is and what Yacht Rock isn't. You just kind of know it when you hear it, and you could make arguments based on some of those prerequisites, I would say.
We've had some of those guys who played on countless Yacht Rock records on the show. Skunk Baxter, Steve Lukather have been on with us, and hey, they didn't seem to be bothered at all by the term.
Steve gives a great interview, without a doubt. He's quite that skunk too. Well, it's cool. I mean, you know, I think it might have, you know, been done in kind of a tongue-in-cheek way to begin with, but I think the term has a life of its own and definitely represents a great era of music that some of us remember fondly and with nostalgia, and a whole group of people who weren't alive during that time are coming to enjoy it themselves. I think Yacht Rock has a great retro appeal as well.
Oh, no question about that. And, we call ourselves retro radio here, so we play a whole lot of that, and it's great music. But I also work with high school kids, and it's amazing to me how many of them know the music of that period and know it well. And if you put on a Christopher Cross song, they know it, they know the words. If you put on Rosanna or Africa, they are singing along, and those songs have not just endured, but they found a new audience. And when you guys are helping to spread the gospel.
Yeah, and, you know, it's funny, you know, we see a lot of people at our shows that, you know, are of a certain age and remember this music, and it kind of pulls at their heartstrings, but, you know, I'd say about half the group at our shows are people that probably weren't alive at the time that, you know, this music was being made, and yeah, they know all the words, they love to dance, and for them, it's old, but it's also new, right? They didn't experience it the first time through. So I think that's a really cool thing.
We're talking with David Mendelson of Yacht Lobster. So what is, from your perspective, what's the quintessential Yacht Rock song?
I would say the number one Yacht Rock song, in my opinion, would be What a Fool Believes by Michael McDonald. It's actually the Doobie Brothers. Yeah. So Michael wrote it and sang lead on it, of course. But I think that one, there's something about that song that's just ticks all the boxes. Now, it's also an interesting debate, right? Because the Doobie Brothers have a lot of songs that I think you would not consider to be Yacht Rock. A lot of the songs he doesn't sing, and a lot of the songs that came out earlier, like China Grove or Water, that's a great song. But I think it's got more Southern Rock roots than Yacht Rock roots. So the debate continues. The most quintessential Yacht Rock song I just named, and the group that, you know, performed it, you couldn't even say is a 100% Yacht Rock group.
Now, who does? Do you do the Michael McDonald vocals on those songs?
It's usually a little rich for my blood. And, we have a fantastic female vocalist, Charlie Kay, who handles a lot of those high tenor parts, which I think is a really cool thing because, you know, tribute bands can only take it so far before you're just bouncing around your own echo chamber of trying to sound exactly like the CD. And there's value to that, and some of this music's kind of classical in the fact that you really want to recreate it note for note perfectly as possible. But I think there's also room, if you want to extend the tribute band notion, to kind of reimagining some of the things and kind of putting a fresh coat of paint on some of these songs that some people have heard thousands and thousands of times. So, you know, having a female vocalist sing What a Fool Believes, it just puts the whole thing in a new perspective, and I for one think it's super cool.
Well, and I'm glad you mentioned that, too, because I was watching the sizzle reel that you guys put together, and it's great, by the way. But, yeah, it's these are songs that everybody knows, and when you hear the first couple of chords, you know exactly what's coming, and then a twist, and it's a different take on the songs that you know and love, and boy, that's got to keep them fresh, and I think, it's that to me requires a different level of skill than just copying what somebody else did, and I love what you guys have done with this music.
Thanks. I really appreciate that. And that's something where, you know, like I'd say when we started out, first you have to really learn the canon. There's like 15 songs that you have to be able to perform at a level that would stand with the original artist and every other yacht rock group out there, and you've got to represent. But once you get past that, and that's an important step to get past, I'm not taking anything away from that, because people want to hear their songs the way they remember them, where they want to hear. Then it's like, well, okay, what can we do with this genre to kind of make it a little more interesting? So trying to find different instrumentation, different vocalists, that's one technique. We've really started getting into medleys lately and just kind of taking bits and pieces of certain songs and kind of seamlessly weaving in and out of each other, putting different horn quotes underneath other ones, mashing them up, throwing songs that may not be yacht rock in for like a few measures here and there, just little hints and teases. And that's a lot of fun. And that creates for us, I think, something that is unique and something that is a little more fun and challenging. And, you know, it sort of puts an original spin on music that inherently copy music.
And I love, when I was looking at the song list, I love the fact that you guys perform what I think is one of the very best TV themes of all time, the theme from the Jeffersons.
Yeah, so that's a great example of one of the newest medleys that we've done. We've only performed it a couple times. It's kind of new. But we do a TV theme medley that takes some of the best sitcoms from the 70s and early 80s and kind of throws them all together. Now, those songs happen to lend themselves very well to medleys because they're quite short. So they're anywhere from 60 seconds to a minute and a half, little snippets. Well, they're not even snippets. They're kind of, you know, complete renditions. Back-to-back, kind of seamlessly, woven in with each other. Now, a lot of that stuff is kind of what you'd consider yacht rock. I always think the medley starts, like, you have to start off well within the boundaries of the genre before you can take it to something that may not be considered yacht rock. So moving on up to Jeffersons, which is another great feature for our female vocalist, Charlie. Now that's more of a gospel song than a yacht rock song, but I think in a medley you can kind of get away with it by putting it toward the end. That's the grand finale of our TV theme medley.
Yeah, and you got a little WKRP in Cincinnati in there as well. And, of course, all us radio guys love that.
That's a yacht rock song.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, you guys are packing houses wherever you play. I know you've got an upcoming show on the 28th at Daryl's House. And is this your third time playing Daryl's House?
It's our third time through Daryl's House. And, first time through, we did pretty well. It's a little better the second time. And now the third time the seating there sold out within the first couple weeks. So I think there's still some standing room, which for me, I think is a better way to enjoy yacht rock. I mean, sitting down and listening is cool, but standing up and getting into the party, I think is more advisable. So, not too mad about that. We're doing quite well there. And, Daryl's House, as you may or may not know, is owned by the yacht rock icon, Daryl Hall. So, it is the cradle of yacht rock right there. So, we take that onus very seriously when we take that stage.
I love it. We got a lot of shows coming up. Fairfield, Connecticut on May 12th, Washington, D.C. at the Hamilton on May 26th. You can check out the whole schedule and see if the Yacht Lobsters are anywhere near you by going to the website at yachtlobsters.com. Before we let you go, David, I got to ask you, because our friend Ken Franklin told me you were a baseball guy. How's your fantasy team doing?
Well, I have about 5 fantasy teams. And my home league, I'm doing pretty well. I'm in third place. I've avoided a lot of the injuries so far, so feeling good about that one. But, you know, it's kind of an unusual time in fantasy baseball right now with all these new rules, and, you know, offense seems to be up. So we'll we'll see what happens.
Yeah, there you go. I want to think my pitching is better than it is, and it's just these pitchers getting used to the clock. That's what I'm blaming it on.
Yeah, pitching's kind of weird right now, I got to say. I'm not trying to freak out too much, but even the aces that we thought were really going to deliver solid fantasy value, you can't count on them yet. There's a handful of pitchers that are really delivering what we thought they were going to be. So I'd say, you know, hang in there and let's see what happens.
Well, good luck to all your teams. Enjoy the season. And most of all, good luck to you and the rest of the Yacht Lobsters. You guys put on what looks like a tremendously fun show with great music. And so glad to be not just keeping that music alive, but giving it a new life. Thanks so much for joining us, David.
Thanks for having us, Rich.
David Mendelson, yachtlobsters.com, the website. Check it out. A whole lot of fun. If you get a chance to see him, check it out. I've seen the video of some of the live shows, and it's not just the music. They put on a heck of a show.